Queensland is grappling with a health crisis within a health crisis. As the state battles to get on top of its latest COVID-19 outbreak, well over 400 frontline health workers have been forced into quarantine because of links with a growing number of exposure sites, including and particularly seven schools. The Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young, has revealed that all cardiac surgeons in the Queensland Children's Hospital are self-isolating now, and measures had to be taken to allow one of them to operate on an urgent case on Tuesday night.
I had to make a decision because all of our cardiac surgeons for the Children's Hospital were in quarantine, so we worked through how we could allow one of them to go and operate on an urgent case, and we will do that every single time.
That's the Chief Health Officer of Queensland, Jeanette Young. Well, Dr. Chris Perry is President of the AMA in Queensland. Chris, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
This is the last thing you need in an outbreak, to lose so many critical health workers. What kind of impact is that having beyond the cardiac surgeons? What kind of impact is it having?
Well, we had the same issue with liver surgeons yesterday. It's a problem across the board. The suburbs and the schools, which were affected by COVID and children, an awful lot of doctors, other health workers live in those suburbs and send their kids to those schools. So it's having a big impact on what we can do, both publicly and privately.
It's also stretching out to the regions, isn't it, I gather, in terms of not being able to draw on staff in the regions. A number of those are caught up in the Brisbane outbreak.
Well, we've got the problem in Cairns, of course, that you spoke about, and Rockhampton. If you pull a surgeon down or a doctor down from into the Brisbane lockdown area, what can they do? They can't go back easily. So no, it's a one-way street into Brisbane at the moment. So we've got no other resources to pull on. We have to. Fortunately, most doctors have had double Pfizer vaccines, so their chance of transmitting the disease is extraordinarily low. We can pull people out and do things when it's urgent. And not every doctor, of course, is locked down.
Yeah, okay, of course. Can Chris talk about the advice of the Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young, about AstraZeneca? Because, you know, she made those comments some time ago now, a few weeks ago, about not wanting under 18-year-olds to get AstraZeneca. She doubled down on that on Monday. But yesterday there was a shift. She says now, with the outbreak where it's at, young people should speak to their doctor based on the revised ATAGI advice we got on the weekend. Is this confusing for young people?
Oh, I don't think it is. We can make it confusing if we wanted to, but basically she's being pretty straightforward. When we didn't have a big issue with COVID, probably it wasn't the right time to look at AstraZeneca, but now it certainly is. AstraZeneca is extremely safe. You know, if you talk of mortalities, it's 1/50th the mortality of childbirth to have an AstraZeneca vaccination. It's the risk of having a general anaesthetic. We're looking at doctors not being able to go to work much, and there may be 2,000 or 3,000 less anaesthetics happening in the Brisbane area over the next 2 weeks or so while this lockdown runs its course. So we won't hear about those issues. We'll only hear about any issues with AstraZeneca, which are quite rare.
Okay, so is the mission and the priority now, as identified by Professor Jodie McVernon from the Doherty Institute, in that 70% and 80% vaccination rates and those scenarios that she put to the federal government yesterday, is the mission now to get on and start accelerating the vaccination of 20 to 39-year-olds? Is that where Queensland is now focused or should be focused?
Oh, I think so. We're getting good vaccination rates amongst the older people. We have to look at the ATSI population, which still seem to be vaccine hesitant, which is disappointing.
The which population? Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island. Right,
yep. Yes, yeah. So we need to put our message out there, how safe it is. Young people, we've got two in hospital at the moment who have COVID. So even children can get significantly affected by it. There are some kids who have pre-existing conditions, significant neurological issues, respiratory issues, kids who are immunocompromised. There's also children who are in the families of people in that situation, and they might want to take that very small risk of a vaccine to keep other members of their family safe.
Okay, so you say you've got a significant or good vaccination rates in the older population, but Queensland is behind some states on this. New research that I've seen shows Queensland has just 20% of 60 to 69-year-olds fully vaccinated and 42% of the 70-plus age group. Is there a campaign that needs to be ramped up in Queensland? Is that already happening? I live in New South Wales. I've seen the state government there has really ramped up the campaign around, you know, the risk versus the benefit of AstraZeneca, urging people to get that vaccine now because that's the vaccine we have. Is that on the drawing board there, or is it already being rolled out in Queensland?
I haven't heard. There's certainly the get the jabs in the arm kind of advertisements going on. But don't forget, most of our vaccines for the people exposed is AstraZeneca, so the 3-month delay between the two shots. But don't forget,
should that be changed? Do you think? Saying,
it changed yesterday. I think it was that should at 8 weeks, you should start looking at getting the vaccine.
So that advice has changed, and already I know, and I'm sure you do, many people who've decided to bring forward their second dose. What about the GPs there in Southeast Queensland? Are they able to manage an increase in demand if everyone decides to go early?
Well, if everyone decides to go early, no, but they'll be able to handle it, and just encourage people to just get in and get it, and get the AstraZeneca if you can possibly get the AstraZeneca. If you're in the older age group, younger age group, think through your options, talk to your GP, and don't be overly terrified of getting it, because the figures, the risks of AstraZeneca aren't that much higher in young people than older people.
And what about GPs generally? You know, in Sydney initially, there was a few sort of bumps in the rollout. GPs couldn't get enough vaccine at some point. Is that how smoothly is that going there?
Our GPs seem to be pretty happy. Obviously, there's more people asking to get the vaccine now than vaccines are available, so they're booking people further ahead. If you don't book your vaccine, you're not going to get it. So get in and start booking it now. There are the vaccine hubs, of course, and more of those opening. Start planning to get your vaccines and get them early.
Okay. Chris Perry, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Chris Perry is the Queensland president of the AMA.